It's hard to believe, but it's been a couple of years that we've all been out of circulation one way or the other. We've been virtual. We're now finally getting into the point where we do virtual things, but we also do things live like we used to do. We gather around with people like we used to. And one of the things that I know I missed, because I was around from the first one on, and that was when the White Gallery hosted Blue and Gold at the White. And it really became quite an art show, and I think an experience for students at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Region 1. And today we're joined by one of the art teachers at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Warren Prindle. Warren, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here, and thank you for the time, Marshall. We appreciate it.
All right, so Blue and Gold at the White is no longer Blue and Gold at the White. It's Blue and Gold, and this year it's being held at the high school, right?
That is correct. That is correct. It's interesting that when the pandemic hit, that was pretty much simultaneous with Tino Galluzzo closing the White Gallery. So we've had a 2-year hiatus. So this will be our first Blue and Gold in 3 years.
You know, it's too bad because I think students got so much out of trying to compete to get into the exhibition, being at the exhibition itself, and seeing people appreciate their art. It really left a really dark space for those students. I think that going into 2 years ago, really, really, really wanted to do it.
Yes, and if you think about it, the teaching of art remotely for the time that we were teaching remotely wasn't exactly the highlight of of art education. So yes, we're coming out of a dark place in many ways.
You know, it's a great thing you point out. There's a lot of things you can do remotely, but the arts, music, and actually hands-on art, whether it's photography, whether it's drawing, whether it's painting, you miss the interaction that you get not only with the teachers, but with the other students and compare yourself to them and raise your level.
Exactly. And I mean, for the part of the population that goes to museums, when you see the work up personal and then you can interact with a human being next to you, it's an entirely different experience than seeing something on a screen or in a book.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about Blue and Gold at the White. And you also have a guest with you, right?
Yes, I have the amazing head intern, Ellie. Ellie, say hello.
Hello, I'm Ellie Walkmuth. I'm a freshman here at Housie.
So you're a freshman, Ellie, at Housatonic. And is this something that when this year started, you were looking forward to this?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited to be doing this. It's been a great opportunity so far. I've learned so much about art and organizing shows through the internship, and I'm enjoying it a lot.
Now, what do you specialize? What's your favorite part of actually creating art?
I really like drawing, but overall, I like learning as much as I can so I can refine it as I get older.
All right. And so has the year gone as expected so far for you?
Yes, it's flown by. It's been wonderful.
I'll jump in. Ellie rose to the top in probably the first 2 weeks. We were looking for an intern, and we were thinking of someone from the sophomore class, but Ellie had all the qualities and more. So she jumped to the head of the pack and became the top intern. So, and we have a joke here in the art department. It's Mr. Prindle procrastinates, and that becomes Ellie's obligates.
So Ellie, explain, Ellie, what you do as an intern.
Well, it's mostly organizing all of the art that we have at the school from past shows and hanging current shows like the Blue and Gold right now. We usually have 2 or 3 shows a year here, so it requires planning everything out, getting in contact with the right people, and hanging the artwork itself.
You know, as a student, when I was at Housatonic 500 years ago, in the late 60s and early 70s, Mrs. Eaton was the art teacher. And there was a couple of classes that really motivated me to go to want to go to to school. One of them was history, contemporary problems. Another one was an economics class with Bob Grootsman. And even though I'm not a great artist, art and being part of the art program always was fun and brought out a lot of creative things in me that I just never knew were there.
Marshall, that nails it on the head. So many young people enter high school and they didn't know that they had it in them. And it doesn't take much of an art teacher to just give just a word of encouragement and then off they go. And we see that repeatedly here. It's a very exciting thing to see.
All right. So, Warren, how many students are involved in the art program at Housatonic?
I'll give a sort of a roundabout answer to that. Every student is required to take an arts class, but that can include music or fine art. So I see 5 classes every semester. So I see 10 classes a year, and there may be 10, 15 students in those classes. And then, of course, multiply that by all the classes that Patricia Vanicky has. So she has also 10 classes each year. So
there's a lot of students that participate in art one way or the other when you take a look at the enrollment at Housatonic.
Yes. And again, thanks to our taxpayers who have a larger sense of the world, the art program here has always been encouraged, always been promoted, and we are not at a loss for a budget. We are not at a loss for community support, and we are really thankful for that.
All right, so let's get back into blue and gold at Housatonic this year. The criteria for students to participate.
Well, basically, as work is created throughout the year, Patricia or I will set it aside, and then we'll have a review process. And then, of course, the brains of the operation, Ellie, will hang the show, and she'll say yes or no. So it's all on Ellie of what gets into the show or doesn't get into the show.
And how, Ellie, how many pieces are getting into the show this year?
We're approaching 100 pieces, so it's
Wow. Yeah.
And that reflects the fact that students were creating work during the height of the pandemic. And last year, students were creating work in class. So we really have 3 years of students' work. And many of them have graduated, but we wanted to honor them. So there will be works hung where the student may be away at college or away at work.
Now, out of these, where are the high schools, is this going to be held?
It's going to be held at the gallery that is housed within the Library Media Center. And this is big, Marshall. This is the big reveal here. Ellie and I and the art team have been working on getting the gallery ready. For years, the gallery has been called Two Walls Gallery. It was sort of the de facto name. But this year, we are renaming the gallery to the Kircher Monzel Gallery. And that's in honor of the Monzel family and Lynn Kircher, who worked tirelessly for our art department and our art program.
Lynn is quite a go-getter. I've known her since high school days, and very involved in the arts, not only at the high school, but region-wide. That's just great news, because I think, you know, when people tend to not think about the high school and art, and they should, because there are so many creative students in this region, and there's a program that culminates from grammar schools right to high school, even beginning in the early grades, the Arts Day at Hotchkiss. I mean, arts is just a major, major force in Region 1, and I think Blue and Gold, this exhibition, is a crowning achievement, because this is a juried show, right? And so it gives the students something that they might not have had before.
Absolutely, absolutely. And right, it is public exposure. We're looking to have a very large crowd. So, and the library space lends itself towards access, you know, to the public. So yes, it's a win-win, and it's plenty of PR for our students.
Now, let's give us the date for the grand opening night and also the general time when the public can come and take a look at this art.
Sure. The opening is Friday, May 20th, from 4 to 6 p.m. But specifically, there's the ceremony where we rename the gallery. That's at 5. And if people want access to the gallery beyond that, they just would need to call Cindy in the main office, and then she can just set up a time when they can visit the exhibit during the school day. And the exhibit will be up throughout the rest of the school year.
No, that's great. Now, let's go over the different pieces of that are going to be in blue and gold at the high school this year, whether they're painting, photographs, whether it's a sculpture. I mean, is it as diverse as it was 2 years ago?
Well, I'm going to have Ellie help me out here. Ellie, let's name some of the types of artwork we have here. We have photography.
Photography, acrylic paintings, pastels, drawings with colored pencil and graphite, etched drawings.
Yep, photography, sculpture. And we're also we're going to have a digital piece. We're going to have a documentary film, which touches actually on the next thing, Marshall. And that is that the esteemed sculptor Tim Prentice has donated a work, and it hangs in the library, and it'll be the first public reveal of that sculpture. So we're also going to have at the opening, we're going to have Tim Prentice and his team as we share this really impressive work with the world at large.
Now, will this work be for sale again?
Oh, the student work, yes. Yep. And Marshall, we go by that very egalitarian leveling, and we just say all works $100, $80 to the student, $20 to the art program.
And that's what makes this, I think, so special, because despite being curated and you have to really earn it to get in it, once you're in it, you really get to see what the art world is like beyond that. And it's actually their first real exhibition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it's an intangible thing, but what that means to the students is hard to measure.
Well, I can just say, go back to high school. My first experience in getting into radio was Morris Rainville. He had a little AM radio station, and I got involved in it, and it ended up becoming a 52-year career for me.
It's amazing. I have fond memories of Morris Rainville, who, by the way, when he was a child, he met a Civil War soldier. So he would share with me how he saw a Civil War soldier.
Well, is there anything else that I should know about that I haven't asked Ellie and Warren about Blue and Gold at Housatonic?
The hits keep coming here, Marshall. We are going to have one of our esteemed guests, Tino Galluzzo, and Tino and Susan were, of course, instrumental in creating the Blue and Gold. So just because we're meeting in the library, we are not, we don't want to omit them by any means. And in honor of Tino and Susan, we are having a new award for student artwork called the Tino and Susan Galluzzo Award for Excellence, which is basically the first prize for the show.
You know, I've known Tino and his wife for a long, long time, and they were always happy and proud when this Blue and Gold show came up, basically at their gallery. Even though their gallery hung many, many, many fine artists, I think this was always a high point for them.
Oh, absolutely! And the fact that they did it at a loss. It certainly was not a moneymaker. And I mean, they did all the PR, they did the printing of the posters and the postcards. They they ponied up for the cash awards. And of course, they lent their esteem of their gallery to our show. So it was a very magnanimous gesture year after year after year.
Well, Warren and Ellie, all I can say is I breathe a deep sigh of relief. It's great to have the Blue and Gold exhibit back this year at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in the library. And you have almost like a Grand Slam home run here with all the different things that you've added. This is going to be an extra special year.
Exactly. And there's one more that we do not want to omit, and that is that the Sharon Women's Club has been a proud sponsor of the Blue and Gold really since the beginning. And once again, they are supporting us by way of a raffle. They have made a beautiful quilt, and it needs to be seen to see how intricate and well-made it is. And they're raffling that, and the proceeds of the raffle will go to a scholarship for a young artist here.
Just great news all around, Warren. Great news all around. Well, once again, good luck on the show, Blue and Gold, at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And like I said, after 2 years, it's great to have you all back again.
Yep. And as soon as we hang up, I'm going to say to Ellie, okay, Ellie, get to work.
All right. And have Ellie send me a little press release on it to my email address.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your time today.